Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to address your questions and real-life issues and invite your calls to 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we're going to go directly to our phone lines today and talk with Chris, who's in Arvada, Colorado, listening to us on oneplace.com. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
I've been having, for a long time, I stumbled across you guys, or I guess the Lord led me to you guys through One Place. And for a long time, I've been struggling with whether I'm really been saved or not. Grew up in the church, the Baptist, since nursery age, and got to, you know, learn all about the Lord and all that growing up, and still do, and quite a bit. And just been struggling with whether I've really believed or not, or if it's just knowledge or what with that, and not sure if I'm really truly saved.
Well, tell me a little bit about
your... Save me every day.
Tell me a little bit about your story. I mean, one, when did you first believe? And two, what's your understanding of the gospel or what it means to be saved? If I was to ask you, what is the gospel, what would you say to that?
Well, it was first in, the first time I prayed was in first grade. And I would say, you know, that, I mean, I know, it's just like, is it in my heart, you know, for, I mean, I know the head knowledge, but is it the heart thing? You know, that, you know, Jesus died for my sins and you know, gave his life for me to be saved. And, you know, and he rose again the third day.
Well, Chris, let's talk about the gospel just for a few minutes. It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Jesus mm-hmm. died for you 2,000 years ago to take away all your sins. So, Chris, yes. you were a sinner. I was a sinner. Everyone that's come into this world, that was their identity, sinner. And there were all these mm-hmm. sins that, you know, deserved punishment. And Jesus understood mm-hmm. that. And so Jesus came and became one of us, and then he offered himself up in our place. He was a substitute. He stepped into right. your shoes, Chris, and took the punishment for your sins, all of it, not just some of it, but all of it. And then he was mm-hmm. raised to life, and he was raised to life so that he could give you life, Chris. That's the real problem of man. It's not that we sin and we need forgiveness. It's that we're dead and we need life. And so right. maybe you've gone through life and you felt this sense of emptiness. You felt this sense of lack of purpose. Something was wrong deep within. And maybe that's why you've kept praying to receive Christ, you know, day by day. You know, could be hour by hour some
yeah,
days.
Yeah, keep asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep telling God, you know, admitting I'm a sinner. Keep telling I'm a sinner. I've sinned against him, and I believe that he died and rose again third day.
Yeah, well, he...
To please save me and come in my life and heart and all that. But it just seems like nothing that changes and, or something.
Yeah. And, well, here's the deal, because I really understand what you're going through.
Yes.
When I was a kid, I prayed to receive Christ at a church youth camp. And then, you know, from that point, which was my seventh grade year, all the way up until I graduated college, I prayed to receive Christ time and time again. You know, I don't know what the number was, but I'm sure it was over 500 mm-hmm. times I prayed to receive Christ. And the reason I did is because I wasn't sure of the gospel. I wasn't sure of what Christ had actually accomplished for me. And I started going to a Bible study. I was desperate for answers. Life was going in the wrong direction for me. I knew something had to change. And so I started going to a Bible study. And it wasn't like I hadn't been to Bible studies before or hadn't tried to read the Bible or hadn't tried to do any of that sort of stuff. But at this point, I was just ready for some answers. I was ready for truth. I had been humbled, and I was just an open vessel. Lord, tell me what truth is. And I went to this Bible study, and the guy was teaching through the book of Colossians. And he was in the second chapter, and he read this passage. And this is what opened my eyes and let me see what salvation really was. And this is when my life changed. And he read these words: "When you were dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all of our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us, that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them by triumphing over them by the cross." So I didn't know I was dead spiritually, Chris, and I didn't know that when I trusted the Lord that I had been made alive. And when I read this verse at that particular Bible study, just my eyes opened. Light bulbs went on. Everything, all the dots connected. And at that point, I rested. I never prayed to receive Christ again. I knew that he had come to live inside of me. And that's what this gospel message is all about. Christ had to die to take away your sins, Chris, so that he could come and live in you. Now, what I encourage people to do, Chris, is, you know, who are in your situation, is just to nail it down and to say, today is the day, and I am going to trust the Lord. I am going to confess with my lips that Jesus Christ is Lord, because I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And I'm going to mark today as the day that Jesus came to live inside of me. Now,
yeah, I keep doing that.
Yeah. Well, let's just finalize it once and for all, and let's believe it's true.
About repentance? I mean, they say repent, you know, like stop doing it and you'll be forgiven.
Well, Chris, let's just talk about that. You pray to receive Christ every day, right?
Oh, almost, yeah.
All right. Obviously, you don't believe that he's come to live inside of you.
I don't know. He may have. But
he may have. Okay. So what I want you to turn from is that unbelieving heart and rest in the fact that he's come to live inside of you. That's what God wants you to turn from, that unbelieving heart, and rest in the fact when Jesus said that he's going to come and live inside of you, that that's actually what he's done. That he's made you alive, he's come to live inside of you, he's taken up residence in your heart. So that's what you need to repent of. That's what you need to change that mind. And let this passage in Colossians do that for you. When you were dead, Chris, in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. And I just encourage you to confirm that right now, simply by confessing with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you do that because you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And I would be honored and privileged to lead you in a prayer, certainly not a prayer that saves. And I think we could just say this and say it in such a way that, you know, you're saying it because you really believe it.
Yeah.
Would you like to do that?
Let's
do this.
What about cigarette smoking? I mean, I haven't given up that.
Those are because
I keep doing that.
Yeah, and that's why you think you're not saved. If you were saved, you wouldn't have a desire to smoke. It just automatically go away and you'd never pick up another one. That's what you think, isn't it? Well, that's unrealistic.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's unrealistic. That is unrealistic. It's like somebody that wants to lose weight and they start eating all this healthy food, and then, you know, but before that they just ate a bowl of chocolate ice cream every single night, and they stop doing that for a while, and they go out to a movie, and then the group they're with wants to go to the ice cream parlor, and you walk in, and there's that ice cream, and all those desires for chocolate ice cream just start screaming back, and you're like, "Man, I'm a healthy eater. Why do I want chocolate ice cream now?" Well, because you've always liked chocolate ice cream. That's never going to change. Your body is used to cigarettes. It's addicted to cigarettes, and so your body isn't going to change overnight because you've come to Christ. Your body's still going to cry out for cigarettes, but that doesn't determine whether you're saved or not.
Your smoking has nothing to do with your salvation.
Absolutely.
Well, it would show if you have been saved, right?
No, not necessarily.
No. Gosh, I think Spurgeon smoked all the time, and bunch of guys over in England that were believers that, you know, have written great books, they used to go to bars and sit and smoke cigars and talk philosophy and talk Christianity, and they loved it. We just put so much, you know, a Christian, a good Christian, a truly saved Christian is never going to smoke a cigarette ever again. A true Christian, a truly saved Christian, is never even going to desire to smoke a cigarette. A true Christian's never, ever, ever going to drink alcohol. And so we put all of these things out there as standards to judge whether we're saved or not. And then when we have a desire for one of those things, we're just condemned. We condemn ourselves. So your feelings of lostness, your feelings of God being a million miles away, are based on kind of the unrealistic expectations you've grabbed hold of. And
I thought of a verse in 1 John, whenever our hearts condemn us, we know God is greater than our hearts.
Absolutely. Do you believe that to be true? I've yet to meet a person whom at some point in their lives had their hearts condemn them in some way, shape, or form. But God's bigger than that, and we have to trust it. So
just know the return of the Lord is so stinking close with
you're scared to death when he shows up, you're going to have a cigarette in your mouth. And what's he going to think then, right?
Be left behind and go to hell.
Yeah. Well, Chris, that's what I'm saying. We've got to nail this down. If you're a believer, if you're a child of God, you belong to him. There's nothing you can do to change that. You could smoke a cigarette every minute of every day for the rest of your life. If you're a child of God, you're just a child of God who smokes cigarette every minute of every day for life. That's all that is. To break that habit, you're going to have to come first to a point and say, Lord, I truly believe that you're in my life and that cigarette smoking doesn't condemn me. And that you took all of my sins away, and I'm going to rest in that. From this day forward, I'm going to thank you for the forgiveness that I have in Christ. And from this day forward, I'm going to thank you that you've come to live inside of me.
Okay.
So Chris,
I heard you guys talking about the Naked Gospel.
Yes.
The book by Jim Farrell. I found that in the Android market and started reading that, and along with The Hurt and the Healer. But I've actually started reading the Naked Gospel one and heard that it was a really good one to.
Well, it is. And what I'm going to do for you today, I've got a CD I want to send to you that really just addresses in length your question. But, Chris, can you say with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord?
Yeah, I mean, I might not act like it.
Well, it doesn't.
Sometimes,
not the question.
Yeah, can you say that right now on national radio? Jesus Christ is Lord of my life.
But I haven't been acting like it.
I'm asking you to say it. Speak the words.
Yeah.
Speak
Jesus
them.
Christ is Lord of my life.
Okay. Do you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, but so does the devil. I mean,
the Bible says the devil
believes and trembles. You know?
The devil was there. The devil saw that happen. He knows Jesus was raised from the dead. You weren't there. And the only way you can really know it is in your heart. And that's what we're talking about, heart knowledge, just not an acknowledgement of the facts, but a heart knowledge is for God to put that knowledge in your heart. So do you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Then the Bible says you're saved. Mm-hmm. Paul said if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And what happens when you get saved? You go from death to life. God's Spirit comes to live inside of you. And God's Spirit then testifies to your human spirit that you are indeed a child of God. You're just looking at all these externals to judge whether you're saved or not. I want you to put those on the back burner, and I want you to just look at what Jesus Christ has done and let his work through his death, burial, and resurrection become the assurance of your salvation in day-to-day living. So you smoke tomorrow, you cuss tomorrow, you lie tomorrow, you do something tomorrow. What has Jesus done with those?
He paid for them. He paid on the cross.
Do you believe it?
Shed his blood.
Do you believe it?
Yeah.
So what's the only response if you really believe it? Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And as you start responding to him with an attitude of thanksgiving, you're going to see your whole mind starting to change. You're going to see assurance start to kind of creep into that mind of yours and start to stick in there. And pretty soon you're going to say, you know what? I know I'm a child of God. I know I am saved. I know that I know that I know. So what I want you to do today, Chris, I want you to open up your Bible, the inside cover, and I want you to write today's date. Okay?
Okay.
And underneath it, I want you to just write this phrase, today was my day. Okay?
Okay.
Can you do that? Today's date?
Yeah.
And right underneath it, today was my day, right? And what does that mean?
Okay.
That today was the day I said to God, I'm going to trust you, and from this point forward, I'm going to thank you for what you've done for me in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to ask you to do again and again and again. I'm going to thank you for what you've already done in my life, the fact that you've taken away my sins, that you've given me forgiveness, but even more than that, that you've made me alive together with Christ.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to pray again or whatever. I don't know if that's off air or not. But
well, let's pray right now, Chris. And listeners, you know, you might be in the same spot that Chris is. And if so, I pray that today is your day, that you will nail this down, drive the stake, and let today be the day that you became sure of your salvation. So, Chris, I'll just pray, and then you repeat after me, okay?
Sure.
Lord Jesus, thank you for taking away my sins.
Lord Jesus, thank you for taking away my sins.
Thank you for giving me forgiveness.
Thank you for giving me forgiveness.
Thank you for making me alive in Christ.
Thank you for alive in Christ.
and for sending your spirit to live in me.
And for sending your spirit to live in me.
Today I confess with my lips.
Today I confess with my lips.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
And I truly believe in my heart.
And that I truly believe in my heart.
That God raised Jesus from the dead.
That God raised Jesus from the dead.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
That I'm alive with Jesus.
That I'm alive in Jesus.
In Christ's name, amen.
In Christ's name, amen.
Okay. Well, Chris, will you write today's date in your Bible?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, from this day forward, thank the Lord, okay?
Okay.
All right. You hang on, Chris. We're going to get some information from you. We're going to send you a CD called Drive the Stake. I want you to listen to that. And once you listen to it, will you call me back?
Yeah, sure will.
Okay.
Yeah.
You hang on, Chris.
Thanks for calling, man.
Yes, most definitely. Man, you know.
There it is.
Yes, I just, you know, feel so connected to Chris because that was my story.
Yeah.
That was my, I can't tell you how many times I prayed to receive. I'd do something wrong and, you know, it was the same old sin. And
yeah.
Here I am again, Lord, I've done it again, and you beg and you plead, and I never felt forgiven. I never felt like I was close to God because I was just judging my salvation on what I was doing or not doing. I never looked at what Christ did. And when I finally looked at Christ, everything fell into place. That's when I got assurance of salvation. That's when the whole Christian life opened up to me. That's when God's grace started moving in my heart in such a way that I started to enjoy this new life that I had
yes.
in Christ. And that's what I want for Chris, and that's what I want for people out there. And if you're in Chris's shoes and you prayed today, will you write to us and let us know so that we can send you the same CD? If you want to write to us via email, it's simply bob@basicgospel.net. Just write to us at bob@basicgospel.net, or you can call our toll-free order line at 1-800-727-2828, 1-800-727-2828. We certainly would love to hear from you. Let's go to Yonkers, New York, and talk with Don. Hi, Don.
Hello, Bob.
Welcome.
Dave. It's always a pleasure to call in, and what I just witnessed, and to the Christian people at large, what you just witnessed was two men of valor standing beside a man who's a little confused and helping him to get to the right place. Now I want to thank you for doing that. And that's what I do as well, as a man of valor. And Chris, if you never believed it before, you should believe it today, that Bob took precious time on national radio to stand beside you and to work with you and to bring you into a perspective where you should be. And he's doing that through Christ Jesus. If you never believed it before, believe it today. And all men across America should stand up straight and strong like Bob did for you and like I do in Yonkers and like what men should be doing across the land of the free and the home of the brave, being free and brave. And the only one that you could be free and brave in and with is Christ Jesus.
Yeah, well,
thank you, Bob.
Well, thank you, Don. Thank you for jumping on today and giving those words of encouragement, and hats off to you for making yourself
yes.
available to share the good news of Jesus Christ with those that God brings to you. And that's what this broadcast is all about. We're so grateful that Chris had the courage to pick up the
yes.
phone and call. When we ask you to support, to stand with us, to be a part, you're helping to write those stories. You're helping to bring those stories to life, and praise God for you. Well, we've had a wonderful week, a wonderful month, talking about the forgiveness that we have in Christ Jesus. This is life-changing stuff, literally life-changing
yes.
stuff. We'll be back again on Monday for a teaching edition of Basic Gospel. Hope you'll join us then.